Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 58. Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast episode 58. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. Beginning with this podcast, number 58, we are going to add something at the end of our podcast. Normally, we read the dialogue or the story slowly, then we have explanations of it. We are still going to do that. We will continue to do that. But at the end of the podcast, we are going to reread or say again the dialogue or story, but this time at a faster speed, at a normal speed that a native speaker would use. So you're going to hear the story or dialogue slow, then the explanations, and then the dialogue or story again, but at regular rate. This way, you can see how much you've learned, how much more you understand, and if you are an advanced speaker, you can listen to this to help you with your listening comprehension. Of course, you can skip or just go directly to the fast version at the end of the podcast if you want. In this podcast, Lucy is going to talk about getting ready for work on Monday mornings. Here we go.
I guess I'm just like everybody else. I could do without Mondays. On the weekend, I can kick back and relax, but I dread going to work when the weekend is over. This morning was particularly hectic. On weeknights, I set my alarm for 7 a.m. That's what I did last night. But when I woke up this morning, I looked at my alarm clock. It was 7:30. The alarm clock was on the fritz, and it didn't go off. Oh no, I was going to be late again. I washed my face, put on my makeup, got dressed, and ate a small bowl of cereal. I had one foot out the door when I realized I didn't have my keys. I went back into my bedroom and looked on the shelf where I kept them. No luck. Maybe I left them in my purse. I hunted around for them. Finally, I just dumped out everything from my purse onto my bed. I had my wallet, sunglasses, compact, lipstick, eye drops, aspirin, tissues, and my PDA, but no keys. I looked around the living room. Maybe they fell behind the couch cushions. I picked up each one and looked. No keys. I went into my closet and checked the pockets of my coat. Still, no keys. By this time, I was pretty frantic, so I tried to calm myself down. I decided to get a drink of water. I opened the refrigerator and, What did I see? My keys. They were sitting on the shelf right next to the milk. I must have left them there when I got the milk for my cereal. It served me right for being so absent-minded. Oh, how I hate Monday mornings.
Lucy talked about the problem she had when she lost her keys. She couldn't find or locate her keys. She said that she could do without Mondays. That expression, I can do without, means I would prefer not to have Mondays or not to have whatever you say. You can say, I could do without the noise outside my window, means I don't want the noise outside my window. Lucy said that on the weekend, she can kick back and relax. To kick back means the same as to relax. It usually implies that you are sitting down and you are relaxed. You're very calm and you're not working or doing anything that is stressful. She said that she dread going back to work. To dread, D-R-E-A-D, means to really hate, to really not want something. I dread talking to my boss. And notice we use that expression, dread, plus a gerund or a verb that ends in ing. So I dread going, I dread talking, I dread walking. Means you don't want to do it. Lucy said that this morning was particularly hectic. Hectic, H-E-C-T-I-C. Hectic means very busy, too busy. When you are so busy that you can't think, it's too much going on. She said on weeknights, she sets her alarm for 7 a.m. Weeknights are, of course, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Those are weeknights. Her alarm is, of course, her alarm clock, that your clock that has a radio or maybe something that makes a sound. We call that a buzzer that wakes you up. Unfortunately, Lucy's alarm clock was on the fritz. To be on the fritz means to be broken. We say that about anything, machine, your car, anything that is like a machine, we can say when it is broken, it's on the fritz. Because Lucy's alarm clock was on the fritz, it didn't go off. The verb we use for an alarm is to go off. Did the alarm go off? Meaning, did it sound? Did you hear it? Lucy said that after she got up, she washed her face and put on her makeup. Makeup is anything that you put usually on your face, like lipstick, which is the red stuff that women, usually women, put on their lips. And it can include anything that you put on your face to make yourself look more beautiful. I do not put on any makeup because nothing would make me look more beautiful. Another word for makeup is cosmetics. Lucy said she had 1 foot out the door when she realized she didn't have her keys. To say you have 1 foot out the door means that you are already in the act of leaving. You are already leaving your house or leaving your place where you are. And we usually use that expression when something else happens that makes you have to stop and go back. So I had 1 foot out the door when I got a phone call from my mother, meaning I had to stop and go back and answer the phone. Lucy said she looked in her bedroom and she looked on the shelf where she kept them, but no luck, meaning she didn't find them. I went to the store to find some milk, but they were all out of milk. No luck, meaning I didn't find it. She looked in her purse, and a purse is, of course, what a woman often carries that has things inside of it, many things inside of it. She said she hunted around for her keys. To hunt, you probably know, is when you shoot or try to kill an animal, such as a deer or some sort of bird. But we also use that expression to hunt around to mean to look for all over the place. Lucy said that she dumped out her purse. To dump out means to empty, to take everything out of. Often it means if you have a bag or a purse, for example, and you put it upside down so that the top is on the bottom, everything falls out of it. You dump it out. She had many things in her purse. She had her wallet. A wallet is where you keep your money, your credit cards, your driver's license. She had sunglasses. Sunglasses are, of course, what you wear to protect your eyes. They're usually dark. Lucy had a compact in her purse. A compact is a small, flat, like a box, and inside of it there is powder that you put on your face to make you, more beautiful. Lipstick is, you probably know, as I mentioned before, usually red, some type of red that women put on their lips. Eye drops, if you have problems with your eyes, you have contacts, for example. Contacts are little lenses, like little glasses, but they go right on your eye. We call those a contact. You sometimes have to use eye drops, it's a liquid, like a water, that you put in your eyes so that they are not dry. Eye drops. Aspirin is what you take when you have a headache and you want to get rid of the pain for something. You can take aspirin. Tissues are the same as paper tissues. Tissues are things that if you have to blow your nose, for example, you would want to have a tissue made of paper. Finally, Lucy said she had her PDA. PDA stands for, or means, Personal Digital Assistant. It's something that you use to put your calendar, your appointments, your address book, notes to yourself, many different things on your PDA. Palm, for example, makes a lot of PDAs. She couldn't find her keys in her purse, so Lucy looked behind the couch cushions. The couch cushions are things that you sit on in a couch or a sofa. She looked all around, and she was pretty frantic To be frantic means to be very concerned, to be very worried. She tried to calm herself down, meaning she tried to relax. She finally found her keys in the refrigerator next to the milk where she had left them. And she ended by saying, "It served me right for being so absent-minded." To serve you right means that you deserve it, that it is just that that happened to you. He was going too fast on the freeway, and the policeman gave him a fine or a ticket. It serves him right, meaning he should have had that happen. It was his own fault. Absent-minded is when you forget things. Where is my shirt? I can't find it anywhere. Oh, here it is. I'm wearing it. That would be very absent-minded. Okay, now we're going to listen to the dialogue or the story again at normal speed. Here we go.
I guess I'm just like everybody else. I could do without Mondays. On the weekend, I can kick back and relax, but I dread going back to work when the weekend is over. This morning was particularly hectic. On weeknights, I set my alarm for 7 a.m. That's what I did last night. But when I woke up this morning, I looked at my alarm clock, and it was 7:30. The alarm clock was on the fritz, and it didn't go off. Oh, no. I was going to be late again. I washed my face, put on my makeup, got dressed, and ate a small bowl of cereal. I had one foot out the door when I realized I didn't have my keys. I went back into my bedroom and looked on the shelf where I kept them. No luck. Maybe I left them in my purse. I hunted around for them. Finally, I just dumped out everything from my purse onto my bed. I had my wallet, sunglasses, compact, lipstick, eye drops, aspirin, tissues, and my PDA, but no keys. I looked around the living room. Maybe they fell behind the couch cushions. I picked up each one and looked. No keys. I went into my closet and checked the pockets of my coat. Still, no keys. By this time, I was pretty frantic, so I tried to calm myself down. I decided to get a drink of water. I opened the refrigerator, and what did I see? My keys! They were sitting on the shelf right next to the milk. I must have left them there when I got the milk for my cereal. It served me right for being so absent-minded. Oh, how I hate Monday mornings!
That's today's podcast. Remember to visit our website at www.eslpod.com or email us at eslpod@eslpod.com. I'm Jeff McQuillan from Los Angeles, California. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.